Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Welcome back, Quick Brains. I am your host and your brain coach, Jim Quick. Today we'll be discussing this term, angiogenesis, its impact on the brain and your vision, and how your diet can help manage your vision loss and build a healthier, better functioning brain. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lee.
Thanks very much, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
I know we could go many different places in terms of burning fat, healing your metabolism, living longer. I wanted to focus on vision because out of the 400 episodes we've done, we've never covered this topic. So my question for you today is, how can you manage vision loss? You know, I'm in my 50s. It's something that I'm concerned about. I know a lot of our listeners have reached out to our team about this, specifically through your diet. What's your paradigm or the principles or your approach towards that?
Yeah, such a great question. I'm so glad we're talking about vision, Jim, because that actually was one of my first passions as a scientist and also as a doctor. In fact, I wanted to be, at one point, I thought about becoming an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor, because I was so fascinated by this little ball. We've got two of them in our heads, and they are direct communications to our brain. So everything that we appreciate about the world and frankly about ourselves, you know, we associate with what we can actually see. In fact, vision is one of these senses that is the most precious sense to us, but we don't think about it until we start to lose it, or we start having problems, right? So because the eye is connected to the brain, in fact, the eye is the opening to the brain from a visual signal perspective, this is why what protects the eye also protects the brain. This is why the eye, in fact, is a window into some of the problems of the brain. And most doctors don't look in the eye. Only an ophthalmologist really does that. So, and again, I'm internal medicine, so I cover the whole gamut. And I became a food as medicine researcher because I have a background doing medical therapy development. As you actually mentioned in my intro, I was looking at blood vessels as a common denominator of disease. And by looking at ways to wrangle the common denominator, you know, like, what is it that underlies, connects all these different diseases from vision loss to cognitive dysfunction, dementia, to obesity, to diabetes, to cancer, to heart disease? Well, it turns out to be blood vessels. And so what I did is I did a deep dive into this space to ask, what medical treatments, biotech treatments can we actually wrangle, can maneuver, help produce, squeeze out using innovation? And that became such a successful enterprise. I then started to ask, well, you know, what happens if we start throwing food into the same system? And what I discovered is that when we started throwing food and food extracts into these drug development systems to help keep blood vessels healthy, including vision, I found that about 50% of the foods that we were actually testing were as or more potent than the drugs that we were developing. So you don't need the doctor to do that intervention. Or if you're actually having the doctor do the intervention, you can actually do something for yourself in addition to what the prescription actually does. And by preserving our vision, as it turns out, the research is showing it also helps to preserve our brain function, our cognition.
Why don't we start by defining the term that I used in the intro, angiogenesis. And so what is it and what role does it play in overall brain health and vision?
Okay, angiogenesis. Angio is blood, blood vessel. Genesis is how the body grows them. So angiogenesis is simply how our body grows and protects blood vessels. And what's really amazing is that we've got 60,000 miles worth of blood vessels packed into our adult bodies, under the skin, through all of our tissues, all the way down to the bone. And even inside the bone, we've got more circulation. And our blood vessels are the highways and byways that bring the oxygen that we breathe and the nutrients that we to feed every single organ, including our eyes, and especially our brain. Okay, that's really the connection. So when we have healthy blood vessels, very good circulation, our vision is actually good. When we've got good circulation in our brain, our cognition is actually good. And guess what happens when we start to have problems with our vision? The most common causes of vision loss and cognitive loss is actually interference with the circulation of both our eyes and our brain. Not surprisingly, both are in our heads and our skull, connected to each other. So let's, you know, use that as kind of a jumping off point to thinking about what research is teaching us. The most common cause of vision loss over the age of 60 is diabetes. For people with diabetes, is diabetic blindness. All right, high blood sugars marinate in your bloodstream, all of the blood vessels. And when blood vessels are overly marinated with high blood sugar and all the consequences of what high blood sugar can do, they actually start to shut down. And when the blood vessels shut down, it sparks new blood vessels to try to heal the shutdown areas. And when that happens in the eye, it causes a big problem. And here's the reason why. Your eye, my eye, eyes, I should say plural, are crystal balls. Okay, think about them. They're a little bit smaller than a golf ball, and they're crystal clear. From the front of the eye, you get light. Wake up in the morning, you see the bright sunlight. That's light entering your eye, going through clear liquid. All right, it's like a fish tank with an aquarium. The light goes right in, goes through a hole, the pupil, and then goes right to the back of the eye. And the back of the eye, which is connected to the brain, there is a carpet of nerves. The carpet of nerves is called the retina. You may have heard of the retina, but it's really literally a carpet of nerves that is made of neurons, okay, brain cells effectively, interlaced, woven, stitched together with a circulation, because the power it takes to process the definition that we want for our vision requires a lot of blood flow, a lot of oxygen. And so the nerves and blood vessels are laced together, okay, like a beautiful old-fashioned tablecloth. And when the light signals hit that nerve signal and it's powered by the blood supply, it allows that nerve signal to go straight into our brain, okay, right to the back of our brain. And basically, that's how we actually see. Now, the circulation, when it has to grow to overcome damaged blood vessels from a disease like diabetes, or there's something called macular degeneration, most common cause of blindness, vision loss in people over the age of 60 without diabetes. So it's when blood vessels are unhealthy and they do the same thing. They react to their unhealthy state by trying to grow more of themselves in order to maintain the blood flow that is actually not adequate. And when the blood vessels grow in the eye, listen, this is a crystal clear ball. When extra blood vessels have to grow to compensate for problems in circulation, that's where there's not a lot of room for growing new blood vessels. And so when those new blood vessels grow, they grow abnormally from diabetes or aging, they leak. Now, I told you there's fluid in the eye. It's crystal clear. But when blood vessels leak, they're leaking cloudy fluid or they're leaking blood. Now, immediately, we put blood into this crystal clear aquarium. It's kind of like dumping ink into your fish tank. What do you think is going to happen? You're not going to be able to see through that ink, right? And all of a sudden, you are losing vision.
So your eye, which has these also neurons, it's kind of almost a part of your brain that's outside of your skull. Has your research shown that we could actually even, not even just protect, but even reverse? Has that been seen? I want to remind everyone who's listening that this episode's not intended to be to diagnose or to treat any kind of medical condition. Obviously, talk to your qualified health practitioner. I'm saying this to protect people who are listening, and obviously for us also as well. So let's get into it. What are some of the specific foods or nutrients that could have a positive effect on your vision? Certainly, what you eat matters, especially for your gray matter, and your eye health and performance. We'll put a list to the studies also as well at our show notes, as we always do, at jimquick.com/notes. I do want to ask you this question from our Quick Success community. People could go to quicksuccess.com to be able to join. The question that we had in our community was, if you could identify three, and I know there are going to be more than three, but maybe we could start with the three you would avoid, or at least, you know, do your best to be able to manage and do less of. And then maybe we could talk about three that would be specifically, you know, wonderful, not just for eyes, but just in general, your favorites.
Are you a high achiever constantly seeking that next level of success? Welcome to the Quick Success Program. It's a deep dive and support system to master your life and scale to new heights in personal and professional achievement. Included is our exclusive monthly book club, where we process transformative ideas from amazing books to level up your learning and your life. We also bring the author to the club to answer your burning questions. You can also participate in monthly live coaching calls with me, where your questions meet my decades of expertise. Simply go to quicksuccess.com, that's K-W-I-K success.com, and choose the plan that works best for you.
Sure. Listen, this is, as you pointed out, this is a big area.
Yeah.
In my two books, Eat to Beat Disease and Eat to Beat Your Diet, I actually talk about more than 200 foods that are all been vetted and actually float to the top as super healthy. And I also identify a number of foods to cut down or cut out. So here are three things that I would actually tell you as a food as medicine researcher and as a clinician who wants to put rubber on the road to help people get started to do something for themselves. Three things to actually avoid. Soda. I would say drinking soda, which is really popular. I grew up drinking soda, you know, like most other people. Something to cut down and cut out. Lots and lots of added sugar to it. Okay. And even the diet sodas, which actually have non-nutritive artificial sweeteners, they actually can also damage our circulation and damage our brain function by in interfering with our gut health, which we're now beginning to realize is connected to our vision health and our brain health and our overall body health as well. So cut down or cut out sodas, whether it's diet or regular, number one. Number two, cut down on ultra processed foods. And I'll give you a concrete example. If anybody who follows sports, you know that the big events, whether it's the Olympics or whether it's the Super Bowl, people get together and what do? They bust out the chips. Chips actually are a great example. Those nuclear colored chips are a great example of something that everyone loves. Okay. But they're ultra processed. They take whole foods like wheat and other types of whole grains and they machine them and extrude them and then paint them with colors and then put artificial preservatives and flavorings and seasonings all to do something that really might be addictive, you know, because it's hard to eat just one. But the bottom line is that those ultra processed foods, of which I think snack chips are a great example, you name your favorite ones, cut down or cut out, because those actually harm our overall health defenses. They take down our shields, including for our vision, including for our brain. Eat them every now and then if you want, but honestly, they're not good for you. Cut down or cut out. The third one I would actually tell you is processed meats. Processed meats, by the way, by the World Health Organization, is classified as a carcinogen. All right. We do know that actually eating processed meats increases the risk of colon cancer and esophageal and stomach cancer if you eat them a lot. Now think about the grade school cafeteria or maybe the mom's lunch made with that sliced bologna or whatever you got at the deli. So common, right? Like we probably grew up with that kind of stuff surrounding us. We now know with modern research that those types of ultra processed meats, bologna, salami, pepperoni, all the stuff that are made. I'm not talking about the old world, old school things that are air dried and minimally no preservatives put in them. Those are a different type of product. I'm talking about the stuff you can buy cheap at the deli that are found everywhere. They're sliced onto your pizza, cut down and cut out. That is definitely if you're filled with added nitrates or added colorings and seasonings. And so those are the three things to cut down or cut out. Soda, regular or diet, ultra-processed foods like snacks and chips that are so common. And the third thing is processed meats. Look, if you want to have a little bit every now and then, it's probably fine. But these are things that definitely cut down.
Now that you have room, because you've eliminated or greatly reduced that, you subtracted, what are three foods that are your favorite that you would add?
Okay. Now, if you want sort of what I call grand slammer foods, These are foods that do not just one thing, but they do multiple things to light up your life, okay, light up your health, including vision, including brain health, including heart health, including muscle function. If you're trying to be fit and you're working out and you want better muscles, you need to regenerate your muscles. You need better blood flow. Number one, tea, all right? Tea is the second most commonly drank beverage in the world. I have one as well, okay? And we used to think that green tea was like the best. Probably is, but recent research has shown that green tea, oolong tea, black tea, even super fermented tea like pu'er tea, which is a tea from Southwest China, all light up your health. Better for gut health, better for circulation, better for brain health, lowers depression, improves your blood pressure. Amazing, but scientifically shown and clinically shown benefits. So tea is one category to add in your life. By the way, don't add sugar to your tea. All right. Drink it as straight as you can. And if you're going to add sugar, if you're going to put sweeteners, you can use honey or you can use sort of more natural sweeteners. Just don't dump chunk lots and lots of cane sugar into it. Second, berries. I'm using berries as a category, so you get to choose your own. All right. Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, lingonberries. You pick your huckleberries. Pick your own wherever you are. They are tiny but powerful because the bright colors, the blues, the reds, the oranges are all caused by the amazing flavors that pop out of a ripe berry is actually made with, it's caused by these bioactives, but polyphenols, the ellagic acid, the anthocyanins that really, really light up your health in all kinds of different ways. And by the way, for berries, here's something practical. Look, I'm a big believer in going to the farmer's market and buying the seasonal fresh berries. But here's the thing. You can actually get frozen berries, which are less expensive, and you can buy them in bulk and store them in your freezer, easier to deal with, okay? And they have the same bioactive value. They're picked from the field, flash frozen, and you're good. So second, berries. Third thing that I would actually tell you is brassica, which is a category of vegetable, all right? If you're in Asia, that'd be bok choy, gai lan. These are all the kinds of very common. If you go to your local Asian grocery store, almost all the fresh greens in the produce section are going to be brassica. All right. But if you're on the other side, the Mediterranean, which you also know is a super healthy way of eating, you're talking about your broccoli. You're talking about your black kale, Tuscan kale, the cavolinero. You're talking about your cauliflower, all kinds of different types of greens of different sorts, great source of dietary fiber, great source of bioactives that actually light up your brain health and light up your blood vessel, your vascular health, and light up your immune health while lowering inflammation. So the three things I would say, tea, berries, and this whole brassica side that you'd find in the produce section of either the Mediterranean market, a grocery store, or the Asian market. And now there's no excuse not to be able to find something green that you'd like to eat.
That's absolutely fantastic. I know our listeners really appreciate that. And I want to remind our listeners that every day you have a chance because you can make new choices. Dr. Lee, where can people get more information about you, your work, your books? Where do you recommend?
First of all, my two books, Eat to Beat Disease and Eat to Beat Your Diet, they can be found anywhere books are sold. Just go online, do an online order. You can follow me on social. My handle is at Dr. Dr. William Lee, L-I is how you spell my last name, at Dr. William Lee. I'm on all the platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X, you name it. And then, you know, come to my website. It's drdrwilliamlee.com. I put out a free newsletter. Sign up for it because what my mission is to really absorb all this explosion of information. And I sort of put it through the truth filter, the data filter. I filter out the BS, the stuff that kind of like is rumor, hearsay, urban legend. And I try to take the good stuff, the gold. And then my mission is to get it out to as many people as possible. And because I like to cook, I like to do things in ways that people can actually put into their kitchen and do something with the same way that I would every day.
I love that you're a foodie also as well. So I challenge everybody right now to take a screenshot wherever you're consuming this episode and on social media, post it, tag Dr. Lee, tag myself so we get to see it. And in that post, I'd love for you to share what you learned a couple of key takeaways. So that way your followers, your fans, your family, your friends get to benefit because you learned something for two reasons. One, how you could be rewarded for it, but also you learn it on how you can help other people. And when you teach it, and you share it, you kind of get to learn it twice. So I challenge everyone to be able to do that. As always, we'll put all the highlights and the resources here, including links to Dr. Lee's website, his socials, and some of the studies at jimquick.com/notes. This episode, if you're listening on audio, is actually much longer. We put the extended version. We limit all the audio to 20 minutes or less, but on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and you could get so much, so many more gems and treasures there. Join our 1.4 million subscribers and please always share and leave a review. It's the greatest compliment you could give. So, Dr. Wimley, thank you so much for being on our podcast. And we really appreciate your time and your talent.
Thanks, Jim. It's a real pleasure to speak with you.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Share this episode. Make sure you subscribe because if you miss something, you will absolutely miss a lot. We have some big things coming. And until our next episode, remember to be limitless.